You know, in this modern era, it's compulsory that someone should be able to understand all the relations and to be able to establish relations with the other parts of the world. And this is not possible for someone who is not able to show a minimum of level of education. So see, that's why our party is not opposing to this disposition, and we think that it's something that can help a poor country like ours who is debating in a multitude of problems which are really, really difficult to solve. So we welcome such a position, and we think that it can help the people. And this, because we have already experienced a president who haven't such a level, who haven't even a college level, who directed our, who leaded our country, and he acted as an ignorant, and we faced all the problems that you know, you see. So that's why the president should understand the laws, the democracy, and all this before being able to lead a country and to really invent solutions to the multitude of the problems that the country is facing.
But opponents are saying that this particular criteria is discriminatory against people who did not have the opportunity to go to college or university for one reason or the other, and they could be equally qualified to handle that position.
Well, you know, arguments that are not very very sensible, because in everything, in every kind of situation, you are obliged to have criteria. And you see, if you don't have any criteria, then you will face any kind of situation, and you will be surprised with problems that you did not foresee. So these really, they are just using these kinds of arguments just to oppose, but really they are not arguments that are useful and really oriented toward the interest of the country. The interest of this country is to have a leader, a modern leader who is able to invent modern solutions toward the problems, the multitudes of the problems of an underdeveloped country like Niger.
What this new policy is going to do is that it's going to only have people who are elitist, and people accuse your party of being an elitist party that only have people who are graduates, and that is why you are supporting that move. What do you say to that?
No, all these are just speculations. If you look at our party, our party is the party which is mostly implanted in the rural areas, and in the rural areas, it's not the elite who is in the rural areas. We have 25% of the Niger electorate, and you will not say that it's the elite of this country. Do you see? So all these are really false arguments. It's not real. Our party is a mass party, a popular party, and we have intellectuals, that is true, but we have a lot of rural people that are in our party. We are not an elitist party. It's where it's completely false.
Are you sure that the election, as said by the military junta, won't come on as scheduled?
Well, we believe that the junta took and made the promise, they took the engagement to do it, And until now, we don't see any sign that they will not fulfill their engagement. Anyway, our party is vigilant in this side, and we are looking to everything that's going on. And if ever we are able to sense something that is going aside to this cadre, we will not hesitate to really talk and speak out to it.